Welcome to Music Journeys. I'm Mike Foley. Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd are on tour together, supporting their first album, Young Fashioned Ways. The 10 tracks include 5 original songs and 5 fresh takes from the Bobby Rush catalog. Born more than 40 years apart, Rush and Shepherd have a synergy in the music, but even more so when you hear them reflecting on the songs and their admiration for each other. We're thrilled to have them on the show, so let's get to it. Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd are featured guests on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
My name is Bobby Rush. My journey is music. My music is journey. I've been on it for a long, long time. Thank God that I find Kenny Wayne who understand what I was doing, what I'm doing, what I'm planning to do. Because without people like this to carry it on, I don't know what we would be. The music, blues is the root of all music. It's the mother of all music. If you don't like the blues, you probably don't like your mama.
You can't beat that. I mean, I'll do what I can. I'll give you the generic one. He gave you the real one. My name is Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and that is my dear friend, Mr. Bobby Rush. And we'd like for you to join us and listen to our musical journey as we discuss the making of our album, Young Fashion Ways.
Well, I knew about him before he knew about me, I think, because he was young and good looking, and I was looking for an old man and ugly, and he wasn't even one of those. But now I just know of his playing from way, way back, and he was such a young guy to know what he knew about the blues, and he played like an old man. You know, when I said old man, that don't mean negative about it. It's just that he was ahead of his time, and I liked it that. And he wasn't a copy of what he was doing. He was someone who took what he learned from older guys, you know, made it his thing, you know, and I liked that about him. You know, he's not a copy, and I like that. You know, I got to tell you this, and we was rehearsing for the last day or two, and I was kind of following his lead. You know, my bearcat, when I get on the stage, I go wild then, but I was watching him see where he was coming from so I could kind of get the grasp of some of the things he did. And this rehearsal was one of the best rehearsals I had. I just laid back. Let him do his thing, you know. Because I'm gonna go wild when I get on the stage. I get him back.
yeah. Bobby and I, the idea itself came up when he came as a guest to be part of my Backroads Blues Festival. We played like 3 or 4 of those dates, and he was our special guest, and he came up and sat in with me and the band, and we played about, I don't know, 3 or 4 songs in the show, and it was just amazing. It was the first time I'd ever played with him, first time we'd ever played with each other. And, you know, we were talking about it the other day, but you can't fake chemistry. Like, you can get some of the best athletes together, and, you know, you think it's going to be great, and then it just doesn't work for whatever reason. It's the same thing with musicians and songwriters and stuff. You know, we played together, and the chemistry, in my opinion, was instantly there and recognizable. So after we came off stage, I just said, hey man, I think we need to do a record together, and he said, I was thinking the same thing. And so that was the beginning of the idea, and then it took us about 6 months to get our schedules worked out so that we were both available to go in and make this record. And so we did, and then the record had to wait a minute to come out because he's a hard-working man, and he's very busy and in high demand, and I'm out on the road a lot myself. So we finally got it worked out so that we both have openings in our schedule. And so now the record's coming out. We're going to do some shows together and bring the music to the world. And I think it's going to be great.
I got to tell you, I got to add to that. You know, I never said this in the interview with Kenny, but I had this in mind, doing a record with him or somebody like that for a long, long time, not knowing it's going to be him. And I said, wow, if I could ever get me someone that knows what I know about the blues, didn't know that my hometown guy was this guy, you know? And I was going to tell him about what I wanted. And I went to a sound check. He didn't know this. And I watched, I said, Man, what I've been looking for is right up under my nose all the time. This is what I wanted to do, not knowing he wants to do the same thing with me recording.
Hey, baby. Girl, you got me so confused. Why don't you tell me, baby, baby, what are we gonna do? One day you say you love me, one day you say you don't. Someday you say you will, girl, sometime you won't. Hey, baby, you got me so confused. Why don't
Man, that was just a blessing, you know. I didn't know how to approach him, tell him that I want to record with him. You know, I didn't know how to approach him because I thought his head was someplace else beyond, above what I was doing. But he's so down to earth, man, and with his music and with his personality. And you wouldn't believe how down to earth he is as a person, you know. Hey, I'm in my heaven, man. Come on. I'm feeling good.
It's going to be great.
You put the listeners in heaven with this album, so thank you both for that. You know, you mentioned the electricity that you had and the, you know, you can't fake it when you're live, that connection that you had. How do you keep that together when you kind of get into a studio? Because it's different, right? Take me through that.
Well, we didn't have any, as far as being in the studio goes, we didn't have any idea what we were going to be recording. Like, well, he knew better than I did because he wrote all the, you know, the lyrics and stuff, but we didn't really know. We didn't have a plan when we went into the studio to make this record. And it was really amazing because it all just came together naturally the way that it should have. And we just kind of let the music guide us, you know? And so live, like, he's bringing Bobby Rush to the table. I'm bringing Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Now we're introducing, you know, my band into the equation. And so some of the songs are slightly different. You know, the way we're playing them live, they're going to evolve. We're starting with the sound of the record, and we're kind of building on that. We're trying to do what we think is going to make it for a great show. We already did what we think made for a great record, and that's the album that we put out. Now we're trying to put it together for a live concert so that it entertains the people and it really moves them, you know, through the music. So I'm really excited. I mean, look, at a certain point, you can't overthink this stuff. You can't overplan
it. That's
right. You'll ruin it. And so Bobby has a natural gift, and all the musicians in my band, everybody has their own natural talent. And so we just needed to get together, and we needed to, you know, they needed to learn the songs because these aren't the guys that played on the record with us. These are, you know, my band didn't play on this record with us. So they needed to learn the songs, and we needed to come up with some kind of an arrangement of how we thought the show was going to go down. And then once we get out there, you know, after the first few nights, it's all going to come together.
It'll come together.
You know, but the goal is to give the people a show that they're never going to forget. And that when they see the two of us up there, along with the other guys on stage, that hopefully we can convey to the audience the joy that we are experiencing making this music together. Because that's really what's happening. Like, I genuinely have a ball playing music and hanging out with Bobby, just being in his presence, you know?
You know, I'm so glad Kenny mentioned that, because this rehearsal with me wasn't just about the record. It was about getting the musician that we're playing with on our side so they know me and I know them. It was, you got to be a main, if you're out front, you got to make the guys feel welcome, feel a part of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm about to do. That's what I came to do. First day or two, I had to get them on my side. And then you got to do that with all musicians. And Kenny's a great guy with that. You know, he can give everybody's opinion. But let me tell you something about Kenny. He wants your opinion, but he got it already figured out what he wants. Now, you know, he ain't kidding me. He asked me, Barbara, what you think about this? I said, Kenny, what you think about this? And he already got it in mind. What do you think about it? You know, you know, I know him. And listen, he don't know. I read him well. You know, I read him well. I said, what you think about that, Kenny? Okay, fine. You know, Kenny going to do what he wants to do anyway. You know, but he's right by what he's doing. That's what he brings to the table. He's a good leader. He's a spiritual man. He knows how to not to rub people wrong. Even if they're wrong, he makes them right.
Well, please take listeners into the studio with you guys. Pick a track, one of the original tunes on this album, and just walk us through it.
I mean, every track comes to mind for me because the album was an evolution of music. So, you know, what happened was we went in there, it was just me and him. And I think initially we both kind of thought we would just do a real stripped down record, you know, probably, you know, me playing on acoustic guitar and him singing and playing harmonica. And that's how it started. So yeah. I pulled out my acoustic and me and him set up two chairs in the middle of the room together with a couple microphones. And we just started playing.
I'm tired of excuse. If you confuse what I'm talking about is my 40 acres and my mule.
As we played the songs and we started recording things, I just remained open because we didn't have a plan going into it. So I remained open that the plan might change and we needed to just let the music tell us what it wanted and what it needed. And so the very first song on the record, Who Is That? It was just me and him sitting in the room on a couple of guitars. I think you were playing guitar and I was playing guitar at first.
Right. We're both playing guitars.
Yeah. And it was very, very stripped down and it felt good and everything. But I was like, the more I listened to it, I was like, man, I think we need a whole band on that song. So then we made some phone calls to some friends and brought them into the studio. And yes. they actually, on that song, they actually played to the track that he and I had already recorded acoustic. And then I went in and put some electric guitar over it, and then later on added a horn section to it, and it just it blossomed into this really, you know, different version from where we first started. And then some of the songs stayed very stripped down, but yeah, it was interesting. We just let the music guide us.
You know, I could say, now, Kenny didn't tell me about his slide playing, and I had called a couple of slide players. I said, man, when I get through the record, I may want you to play a slide. So Kenny hadn't heard this before. So after I heard him play a slide, I called him back and said, hey, man, I don't need your slide, man. I got a I didn't tell Kenny about that, but I didn't know he played the slide like that, you know? He's the Elmo James Jr., man. Come on.
Yeah, I love Elmore, man. I mean, I'm not the greatest slide player, but Elmore. Oh,
you got the feel.
Son.
You got the feel, man. You know, Elmo James was in my band, quite naturally, you know, back in when I put my band together the first time with Elmo James was a part of it. And God, you know, and another guy called Boyd Gilmore, who taught Elmo James what he knows. And boy, man, both of them guys. Then when I heard Kenny, I said, man, we don't need this other guy. That's what I said to myself. But I have to tell you that. After I heard this record for the next day or two after we was in it, so Al Green, rhythm section, I had called us, listen, man, we might need you on a few things. I didn't tell Kenny I had called the guy, but I had him primed on the side just in case if I need him, because I heard that Al Green is kind of a thing in what we was doing. Mm-hmm. We weren't headed that way at the beginning, but the music led us in that direction. And God knows, well, I don't know what I was doing. Kenny probably know what he was doing, but I was just doing the best I knew how to do with what I was doing and hoping for the best. And it came out just like that.
Yeah.
Well, is this the next collaboration, Bobby Kenny and Al Green? I mean, come on. Are you giving me a tip off on the next thing there?
No, I was just saying that because we was in the studio where Al Green recorded. Okay. We relate so much. And the musician was around there recorded with Al Green, which I think was very good because of Heavy Two Blues guys. And adding that into to what we was doing, they weren't in the make of it. They was playing against what we already had recorded.
Yeah.
There's moments throughout this record where it just sounds like your harmonica and Kenny's guitar are just going back and forth, having a conversation. It's like another set of voices going back and forth. I mean, on You So Fine and everything.
I got to tell you about that. Kenny played some line so firm and so well. I went, I said, no, Kenny, I got to go back and do my solo over because I got to play what you playing and as good as you playing. So I went back and he gave me some ideas, man. He brought a lot to the table, man. You know, I don't know what he recorded with anyone better than this. I know he have, but coming from Louisiana, two Louisiana guys, we're going to make a statement to the world. With this CD, we're going to have people following the suit of us because the music is love and love is music, regardless of who you are. We just happen to be from Louisiana, you know, young man and old man. I give you three guesses of who the old man and the first two don't count. Yeah, that's all right. Goodness. Let me say on air while we're talking to Kenny, thank you for being who you are with me and the music and let the music guide us where we're going, man. That's all. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Look, man, I've told many people since we've been doing this that, you know, it's an honor for me because, like, I grew up listening to this music and looking up to people like Bobby. You know, he is one of the originators, right? And so I learned very early on in my life that, you know, I'm a student and I'm a sponge. And so the best way to learn is to learn from the people who did it. And he helped create this music and what it is. So there's no better source to tap into. And so just to be able to make music with somebody like him, you know, it's like I always wanted to like, I've always loved blues and I always loved playing the blues. And when I was a kid, you know, I could play the blues and I could sound older on guitar. than I really was. But when I would open my mouth and try and sing, I sounded like a kid. It didn't sync up with what I heard from my music. And I would look at people like Muddy Waters and I would listen to him sing. And I was like, oh man, I'd give anything to sound like that. And so when we did this record, you know, I've been singing a lot more in my own band, you know, for the past several albums and stuff. But when we got ready to do this record, I'm like, I'm not singing a note on this album because, you know, it's like Bobby's got, he's got that voice that you know, when he sings, it's like, that's the sound that I always wish that I had, you know, when I open my mouth. So when you have the opportunity to have something like that on a record that you're being a part of, man, you got to go with your best player. You know what I mean? You got to go with your best play when it's all on the line. You know, you got to go with the play, you know, that's going to score the touchdown. You know, that's what we did with this. And so Bobby's, you know, he's relaying the stories and I'm playing the guitar. And I think that we put our best foot forward. And this is a real blues record. It's like, you know, I mean, I'm known for doing real contemporary stuff and trying to push blues into different directions. And some people criticize me for that, but I feel like it's necessary to keep the genre going. We got in a whole conversation the other day about trying to preserve blues, but blues music is already preserved because it's been recorded. You know, and so all those original recordings, they're going to be available forever. And there's always going to be somebody who finds it their mission to continue playing blues in the very traditional sense. But I think it's also equally as important that people like me and the other young people that come along, you know, continue to try and take what's already there and make something different out of it, make something new out of it, so you can bring new listeners in, you know, That's and right. turn them on to the older stuff, you know. Otherwise, you're just preaching to the choir. So anyways, we made a real blues record that has some interesting elements to it musically that you wouldn't necessarily always hear on a blues record, but it's still very faithful to the genre. And
it is.
And there's not a lot of people. I mean, I'm just saying if your goal is to find an amazing top shelf, legitimate new blues album that you've never heard before, you can't pass this one up.
No, you can't pass it up. You know, I got to tell you this. I was doing Who Would That while ago. And I stole a line from Kenny. I went back and overdubbed. And he come out with a little tenor voice. Who was that? Who was that? Why? I went back and I did. He didn't know I was listening to him. You know, I said, I did my first part. Who was that? Who was that? Why? And I heard Kenny said, who was that? I went back and put them two voices together. That's where they come from, Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard the humming between the high and the low, you know. Yeah.
Worked out.
See, you know, I was stealing from you, Kenny.
Maybe Kenny can sing more on volume two.
Oh yeah, he one thing about it, he may not be doing that much vocally, but he knows the vocal, he knows the humming, and he knows the unison because he's a guitar player. Same thing, he voices, he do the same thing with his guitar. He know the voices with the guitar, the high, low, and where it goes. He know the time, Bobby. He knows that. You know that. That's singing. He just do it with his guitar.
Following up on something you said, Kenny, about being a sponge, a question for both of you. Each sort of project and this collaboration kind of you take something from it, right? I wonder what each of you learned from the person that you collaborated with and then what you learned about yourself in doing this.
Well, I learned that Bobby Rush is the hardest working man in show business today because we're just trying to keep up with him. You know, I know how to play music but it's always fascinating seeing people like him who've been doing it for so long. And I mean, he's already recorded more albums and more records than maybe I might ever be able to put out in my entire life. Right. And so the experience, you know, is obvious when he's in the studio, cause he's done it so many times. And on this record, in the computer nowadays, they can make anybody sing, right? They just tune. You just go out there and make a bunch of noise and they'll tune it, make it sound like you're singing it. But like every single thing that you hear on this record is exactly the way that it happened. We didn't tune a single thing that he sang. We didn't go back and do any tricky stuff. I mean, the title track, Young Fashion Ways, we had the band, those guys in the studio, because we had asked them to come in and play on the other stuff. And then we came up with that song and we played it. We played it one time.
I may be getting old, but I still like to have fun. I may not can walk as fast as I used to, but I can still get the job done.
Exactly what happened in the studio. So, but one, you know, you can't do that unless you have got real talent in the room. And so, I mean, all that's obvious, but Bobby's work ethic is just incredible. I mean, nobody can say that he doesn't work as hard or harder than anybody else. I mean, he's there, like he said the other day, he's the first one there and he's the last one to leave. And that's the truth.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you about this song. There's about three songs I had to cut before. I did not tell him I recorded the song before because I didn't want him to listen to the song and try to copy what I had already done. I want him to bring his young self, his young ideal to what I was doing. That's modification. Because one thing for sure, we both at a point in our life, we might not know what to do, but we know what not to do.
There you go.
Just one quick follow-up. Bobby, Uncle Esau, would that be one of the ones that you had?
Yeah, that'd be one of
them.
That one, yeah. I didn't have to tell him. Let me tell you what he did. He went into studio by himself with his band. He put on exactly what I wanted, and I didn't say anything. He said, "How you like that?" I couldn't say nothing, but I just said, "Yeah, I like it." And I said, I didn't want to blow him up and said, "Man, you did it." I said, "Oh, yeah, I like it." I was trying to be modest about it. That's the chemistry, man. Yeah. That's the chemistry. And when I talk about it, bringing tears in my eyes. He's that kind of person. I tell you what, if the world like this, like we like it and think we think they will like it, I got some ideas. But let it do what it do.
Yeah.
You know, that the old saying say, I'm an old man talking young talk, let it do what it do.
Right.
Well, thank you both for letting it do. Bobby Rush, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, what a thrill to chat with you. Thank you for making music that enriches our lives.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
All right, man. I'm going to see you in a few minutes. I'm heading that way.
All right, brother.
All right.
We caught him in the middle of a rehearsal, Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd, touring on this first of what we hope will be more albums, Young Fashioned Ways. For a show near you, visit BobbyRushBluesMan.com or KennyWayneShepherd.net. Thank you for spending some time with Music Journeys, part of 90.5 FM, WCBE Columbus. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.
Stay up to date on your favorite WCBE podcasts with the WCBE app, available now to download for free on iOS and Android.
Do you love amazing stories? I know I do. I'm Michael Kent, and every week on my show, we examine something from history that's so unbelievable it sounds made up, but is 100% verifiably true. It's a podcast called The Internet Says It's True, and there are hundreds of episodes to choose from. For example, did you know the story of how Leonard Nimoy came up with Live Long and Prosper for Star Trek? Or how Colombia is dealing with a hippo problem that goes back directly to Pablo Escobar? Or one of my favorite stories, a man figured out that a nondescript Winnebago being auctioned online was actually an important part of space exploration history. These are all stories from The Internet Says It's True. Listening to a podcast has never been easier. You can listen through any popular podcast app, through the NPR app, or download the fantastic new WCBE app, click the Podcasts tab, and look for The Internet Says It's True with Michael Kent. You'll have so many stories up your sleeve, you'll feel like the smartest person in the room, especially if you're home alone.